Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're as happy as I am that this is the end. Dean Spaulding, I'm happy that we've made a record. I quoted you previously this evening as saying that people could be reported out by the grand jury as being subversive without an opportunity to be heard. It's exactly what the record will show. The bill doesn't provide that. I hope you're glad we got a record, too. Well, ladies and gentlemen, so far as I'm concerned, the most important section of this legislation is the section which says that employers of state employees may discharge them on reasonable grounds to believe they are subversive. If you're interested in having your state employees obtain a vested interest for lifetime employment, regardless of what they do to damage your nation, you'd be against that section in this legislation. I don't think so many of you here have a vested interest in what you do for a livelihood. As a matter of fact, you talk about American principles. I don't think so many of us want a vested interest that prohibits our employer from disengaging us in the event he thinks that we are active contrary to the best interest of the country that gave us the job we hold. Now, I've got a case in point Dean Spaulding talked about. I don't know how far back you can see this record. There's a Communist Front activity record of the professor concerning whom Dean Spaulding spoke, concerning whom the chef de gare of the 48 of Champaign County called on Dean Spaulding and spoke. I don't see the chef de gare here. His name is Bert Hayes, Sr. He reported to me that upon making this information available to Dean Spaulding told him, "I have more information on this man than you have, but I don't have grounds to discharge him without incurring the possibility of a lawsuit against me." Now, if Bert Hayes is here, I'd be very happy to have him get up and confirm or deny that statement which I make.
I deny it, and I'll deny it to Mr. Hayes' face. It is untrue.
I think it would be very... There's always room for denials. I simply am repeating to you what Mr. Bert Hayes told me this afternoon. The crux of the question is, for Section 14 is concerned, you're the taxpayers, you're the people who bear children. If you want members of Communist Front organizations to be on the state payroll, to be on your payroll, men whose records show that consistently they join these organizations and lend their money, their time, their prestige, and their thought to their furtherance, in view of the fact that your Federal Department of Justice, your legislative committees, practically every governmental committee in the United States has told us that the only purpose of Communist Front organizations is to further the cause of the Communist Party. If that's what you want, you're going to get it. Nothing I can do will avoid it. This, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about Mr. So-and-so. Maybe unfortunately for me, I know quite a few fellows who have given their life defending this country against their enemies. I know a lot of fellows are giving their life today. You can be on whichever team you want to be on. I am on the side of the guys that are having to fight and be injured and die trying to give you the things that this country stood for throughout the period of its existence. For that reason, and for the reason this has been mentioned so many times, and this is open to scrutiny by anybody present in this audience, this is the record of a Professor John J. DeBoer, University of Illinois College of Education, who I insist has sacrificed the right are you taking time out for the booze? I say this man made the record. I don't keep his record. It was submitted to me by a federal department. If that's who you want, the kind of people you want teaching your kids, I shall fight that principle that employs and retains those people on the public payroll for the rest of my time, and I thank you.
May I rise to a point of order in terms of fair debate?
What's the sense to the audience? We'll accord 2 minutes to Professor Wilburn.
He has a right of rebuttal.
Yes, you'll have 2 minutes rebuttal.
Thank you. I want to point out in the first place that I rise to a point of order simply because this is an entirely new and obviously an entirely extraneous matter to the issues of this debate. I resent it deeply as a colleague of Professor John DeBoer. I resent it deeply as a citizen of this state that Mr. Hodges has the spleen to apparently feel that without this bill being law, he has the right and apparently the duty to protect the suffering man in the front, and he uses it in such a way that this is the implication that he must declare the disloyalty, reasonable grounds, of one John J. DeBoer, one of the most loyal and intelligent and capable men I have ever known, and I resent it wholly.
How much time was that, Mr. Timekeeper? All right, we'll accord you 1 minute, Norval.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only way I know to drive people out of state employment who have, by their record, shown their interest lies with communist front organizations is to name them. And as long as I can, and as often as I can, wherever I can, when those records are submitted to me and certified, whether or not you folks present here this evening like it, I'll go on naming them. Thank you.
Well, inasmuch as we have no more rising to points of order at the moment, I'd like to turn the meeting back to John Theodore before you get away, John.
The Veterans Council is very proud and happy to have played a very small part in making this program possible. We would like to, and I would like to, on behalf of the Veterans Council, express our sincere and genuine thanks. I lack the oratorical ability of the learned gentleman who spoke here, but I'll do it simply and sincerely. I would like to say thanks very, very much to our genial and very capable chairman, Mr. Earl Hanna, for doing a very fine job. Would also like to say thanks to Mr. Mellon and the school board for allowing us to use this auditorium free of charge. I think that he said free of charge, but I'd like to get this in the records too. Thank you, Mr. Mellon. And certainly, a great big vote of thanks to the gentleman of the affirmative, to the gentleman of the negative, for presenting a very stimulating discussion on a very timely and important bit of legislation. It's refreshing to know that people are more interested in good government than they are in beating using contests, and we certainly feel that each of you are entitled to a grand and glorious feeling individually for coming out tonight and expressing a public-spirited interest in good government. We thank you very, very kindly. The Veterans Council would like to continue this sort of thing if there's a demand for it. It sounds like a pretty good thing. Thank you very, very kindly. We appreciate it very much.